And also often the most respected basis of all Vaishnavas and Vaishnavas. So Gurudev has ordered me to speak on the reason for the descent of Lord Krishna into this material world. So in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna here stated himself, Yada yada hi dhammasya glani bhakti bharata yutanam dhammasya tadatmanam jana. That whenever and wherever there's a decline in religious principles and also an increase of irreligiosity, at that time I descend myself. So we see that Lord Krishna, he performed his pastimes. And in the battle of Kurukshetra, so many demonic personalities, they were killed. It's explained that there was a burden of the earth. Even before Lord Krishna appeared, it's explained in Srimad Bhagavatam that Mother Bhumi, very, very grief-stricken, that she approached Lord Brahma to help her to have a solution to her problems. So Mother Bhumi, along with Lord Brahma and the demigods, they went to the Kheer ocean, the shore of the ocean of milk. And there, Purusha Sukta prayers were offered. And a voice, Lord Vishnu, he told Lord Brahma within his heart that he would appear on this, in the earth planet, in the that he would appear in the family of the Yadu and Vrishni dynasty.
What he told? They are real?
The voice said that he would appear. That Krishna.
My Prabhu will.
Oh, that my Lord, he will appear in the Yadu dynasty. And that the different demigods, that they should also prepare to appear in the Yadu dynasty, in Dwarka, and also in Vrindavan. And that my associates also, they will appear. So Krishna appearing simultaneously in Mathura, in Gokul, he performed his pastimes. As a baby, 6 days old, he killed Demoness Putana.
Only this reason?
No, this is external reason, and then there's internal reasons.
If you know more reasons, then tell.
So he killed so many demons, Putana, Sakatasura, Trinavata, Agasura, Shishupala, Dantabhakra, so many. And also, Gurudev explained in Fiji that why is Krishna, why he's appeared in this material world? That very, very confidential reason. That he's appeared to instill in the living entities in this material world a greed for Shingaras. It's explained, Dikriditam Vratavadubir Idanta Vishnu Shadam Vito Anushri Shunaya Atopanayadya Bhaktim Param Bhagati Pratilabhya Kamam Rit Rogam Ashu Apahinoti Api Achirenadira. That one who hears, especially the sweet pastimes of Krishna Vrindavan with his associates, the gopis, Vikriditam Vratabhadabi Idanta Vishnu Shadam Vito Anushunaya, that who's hearing constantly with great honor, with faith, strong faith, by hearing and being qualified, thereby repeating these pastimes, then what kind of bhakti, param bhakti, praying bhakti, will enter into that person's heart? By entering,
then all the anatas, all the dirty things, they will be washed away. Vidrogam ashu apahinoti. And especially vidrogam, the disease of the heart, lust, that this will be wiped away. And then one will be situated in loving service to the divine couple, Radha and Krishna. But then Gurudev, he explained, I think it was in New Zealand, he explained that by Krishna appearing and performing his very confidential pastimes with his associates, the maid servants of Raj, that not only is it wiping away this Ridrogam, and not only situating one in this Madhura Ras, but more importantly, it's giving one a greed for this Tat Tat Ba Ichamai. It's giving one a greed to be able to serve Srimati Radhika, to assist her in her service to Lord Sri Krishna. So he said that this is a very, very confidential reason, that Lord Krishna, he's appeared for this very confidential reason, to instill in us a greed to follow in the footsteps of the Ragatmik Jan. Which Ragatmik Jan? To follow the Ragatmijan, but which Ragatmijan? Rup Manjari, Rati Manjari, Guna Manjari, those who are assisting Srimati Radhika, whose mood and assistance are so tadatmic, means that their mood is so much in oneness with Srimati Radhika, that their desire is only to satisfy the desires of Srimati Radhika. So, to follow in their footsteps, under the guidance of Raghunuga Bhaktas, that Sri Krishna, he's appeared in this material world to give this kind of greed, so that the living entity can achieve that goal, which is the highest goal that can be attained by the living entity in the material world. So, for external and for this very confidential internal reason, as well as many more reasons that Gurudev has explained, Lord Krishna, he appears in this material world and performs his pastimes.
Thank you. Oh, more reasons. Why Krishna descended in Krishna form?
Om Ajnanam Timirandasya Jnanam Jinasalakaya Chaksuram Nilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. I offer my humble obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my Paramarabhita Shiksha and Diksha Gurudev to all of our Guru Varga and all the assembled devotees. Gurudev has ordered me to explain more reasons, additional reasons, why Krishna appeared in this world in his original Swayamrup form as Vijendranandan Krishna. Gurudev has explained many reasons on many occasions. Previously, Lord Krishna appeared as Lord Ram. And in that incarnation as Ramchandra, he accepted one wife because he is Marjada Purushottama.
Marjada
Purushottama. He came to teach proper etiquette in relation to the Lord, in relation to devotees, so many rules and regulations, and worship in great opulence. So he accepted one wife. Only Sri Krishna is the unlimited original Bhagavan who is outside all material Vedic etiquette. He is the establisher of all etiquette, and he's beyond all etiquette. So when Ramchandra came, he had one wife. But there were so many princesses in Janakpur where Ramchandra was staying, and they all wanted to marry him, being overwhelmed by his beauty and his qualities. So he told them that in this life, I can only have one wife. But when I appear later on as Krishna, then you can all dance with me and be like my wives. Then after Ramchandra returned to Ayodhya after his wife Sita Devi was kidnapped by Ravana And when Ramchandra won her back and then brought her back to Ayodhya, they enjoyed for some years as king and queen. But then, by some arrangement, for the Lord to taste Vipralamba Bhav, or feelings of separation, without which meeting and the enjoyment of association is not complete, by the Lord's arrangement, Sita Devi was abandoned by him. And he was very much upset. He couldn't eat or drink. He was sleeping on a mat, even though he lived in a palace. He was living a life of renunciation, just as Sita Devi was in the forest. And he could find no way to console himself. So he thought, if I have a jagya, if I perform a fire sacrifice, that will help me with all my kingly duties. It's my duty as a king to do this. And at the same time, I'll be so busy with the sacrifice that I'll forget my misery of separation from Sita Devi. So he wanted to perform this sacrifice, and he asked his guru, Vasistha Muni, that please help me perform a sacrifice. So Vasistha Muni said, you can't perform a sacrifice as a householder king without your wife. And you've already made arrangements to abandon her, so there's no possibility of having a sacrifice. So he said, please do something. I must have this sacrifice. He said, okay, then marry somebody else. There's so many beautiful princesses, beautiful, lovely girls here in your kingdom. They all want to marry you. So Ramchandra said, no, I can't be married to anyone but Sita Devi. So the sister again said, then you can't have it. So he said, no, no, you have to figure out a way. So the sister Muni finally said, okay, then you can make a golden statue of Sita, and you can perform pran pratistha. That is, make a deity, and you perform this pran pratistha, giving life to that deity by mantras. So Ramchandra personally did that, and then he performed the fire sacrifice. Ramchandra remained for so many thousand years in this world before returning to his abode, and every year he performed a fire sacrifice. So every year he did a new pran pratistha for a new deity of Sita. So there were so many deities. And then when Ramchandra was about to go back to his own abode, when his pastimes were closing, all those Sita Devis, who were all alive by the pran pratistha ceremony, they all said, we all want to be with you now, in your abode. He said, oh no, I can't. I can only have one wife. You're all expansions of Sita Devi, but I can only be with the original. But when I come as Krishna, there's no bar, there's no restrictions. At that time, I'll dance with you all, and you could all be like my wives. So at that time, all those expansions of Sita came as gopis and joined in Krishna's Rasa-lila. Also, when Lord Krishna appeared previously as Lord Vamandev, I think you're all familiar with that history. And as Vamandev, he came into the assembly of Bali Maharaj. And when Bali Maharaj's daughter saw the beauty of Vamandev, she thought, oh, he's so charming. I wish I had him as my son. So this was her desire. And then later on, when she saw how Lord Vamandev, after taking his three steps, one step covering the whole universe, the second step going through the coverings of the universe, and touching the causal ocean, and then the causal ocean water coming down to the universe as the Ganges River. And the third step, he said, where will I place my third step? You're supposed to be such a truthful king, O Bali Maharaj, but I've covered everything now, and there's no place to place my third step. So Bali Maharaj told him that the possessor of the property is more valuable than the property. So now, I was the king of the universe, you've taken my everything, but I'm more valuable than all my property. So you can place your third step on my head. So Vamandev did that, and then he arrested him and bound him by a snake rope and then put him in the hellish planets to rule there. So, although Bali Maharaj was very pleased by that arrangement, because Lord Vamandev became his doorkeeper, and he had 59 exits of his palace, entrances and exits, and Vamandev expanded himself to be at every entrance and exit, so whether Bali Maharaj was going in or out at any time from anywhere, he would always get the darshan of the Lord. So he was very happy with the Lord's arrangement, but this same daughter, she wasn't happy. She thought that Vamandev was insulting her father. So then her desire changed, and she thought, well, even if he comes my son, now I have a desire that I should kill him because he was so mean to my father. So then, in order to fulfill her desire, Lord Vamandev came as Krishna, or actually Krishna appeared as all these other incarnations. They're all within his body. Ramadi Morgisu Kalani Aminatistan Nanavataram Purodha Bhuvanesh Kimutu. All incarnations, Ramana, Sringa, Vaman, Varaha, all unlimited incarnations are within the body of Lord Krishna. So he appeared in these other manifestations, his partial features, and then Vamandev said, all right, when I come as Krishna, then I will come like her son. She will be Putana, and at that time she can try to kill me, but I'll give her liberation. Krishna is such a merciful Lord. He's not bound by any restrictions. So he was able to satisfy everyone's desire. All other incarnations could give something. Ram could give Marjada. He could teach etiquette. And different incarnations gave different benedictions to the world. But only Krishna was able to give his intimate association. Even in Ram Lila, even in Ayodhya, Ram's own abode, there are only like 2.5 relationships. There's no intimate relationship. Even Sita Devi, Ram's own wife, is like a dasi. She's not even considered to be in Madhurya Raj. She's somewhat like a dasi. So there's nothing very extremely intimate. So Ram came and he could give dasya bhav, and he can give so many other things, but he could not give the intimate service, even Hanuman. If Hanuman would have gone to Braj, and he would have seen how Krishna took Sri down and his other coward boyfriends on his shoulder. When he lost in a game, he would think, oh, these boys are so offensive. Or if he saw Mother Yasoda twisting Krishna's ear, she would have thought, how could she do that to my Lord? So he's not allowed to enter into the most confidential abode of the Lord, Vrindavan. So when Krishna came, he was able to give everything, because he's Swayam Bhagavan. He's the source of all incarnations and the fulfiller of all kinds of devotees' desires. In fact, he himself appeared as Ram to fulfill the desires of those devotees who were qualified for that relationship. He appeared as Vamandev. But as Krishna, he gave Sudama Vipra so much mercy, but he couldn't give him the highest mercy because it wasn't his qualification. There's one story Gurudev told that Krishna and Arjuna were out on some travel. And Krishna told Arjuna, oh, I'm so thirsty. Please get me some water. So Arjuna thought, where can I find water? Then he saw some birds flying to and from a certain area. So he followed that route and he saw the Jamuna. And just by the Jamuna, there was a very old but very beautiful lady sitting very meditatively, completely right there, and with a beautiful effulgence surrounding her. So Arjuna was so overwhelmed by her, just her presence was so powerful and transcendental, he found himself falling down at her feet. And he said, oh, who are you? She said, I've been meditating here for many thousands of years in hopes to become the beloved of Sri Krishna. I am one of the Veda mantras from one of the branches of the Upanishads. And In the Upanishads, in some of the Upanishads, it stated how Krishna had beautiful pastimes with the gopis and how he performed Rasa Leela. And out of all the pastimes of all the incarnations of Godhead, this Rasa Leela pastime is the most supreme. So, because within the Upanishads, it stated that she's one of the personified branches of the Upanishad mantras. So she said, so now I'm in austerities to become a gopi. So Arjuna went to Krishna and told him that. So Krishna immediately came to her and he said, I will bless you in this way. So Krishna appeared in so many incarnations to give so many levels of benefits, but as Krishna, he came to give everything. So these are some of the reasons why Krishna came in his original form.
More. Gandhakarans have you told?
Oh yes, there was sages, thousands of sages who were performing Radha Nuga Bhakti in order to become associates of Krishna as gopis. Not as gopis, they were just doing a mantra in Radha Nuga Bhakti for many, many thousands of years. Tapasyas and Aradhana, or worship by mantra. And they were doing this at the time of Lord Ramchandra's presence in this world. So, by the power of their mantra and the sincerity of their worship, they saw Ramchandra face to face. And they were so overwhelmed by his charm, his qualities, and his beauty, that they prayed to him that we want to marry you. We all want to marry you. So Ramchandra said, I'm sorry, I can't do that because in this incarnation, I can only have one wife. Again, he's Marjada Purushottama. So he benedicted them that when I come as Krishna, then you'll all be able to dance with me. All you thousands of rishis of Dandakaranya will be able to dance with me in Rasa Leela. So then they all took birth in the wombs of gopis when Krishna appeared in his Prakat Leela, and they were trained by his Nitya Siddha Parikar, his eternal associates, and gradually they got trained how themselves to be a gopi. So these sages of Dandakaranya were not ordinary. They were very, very advanced. And this lady who was performing austerities to be a gopi, she was very, very advanced. The Upanishads, the personified Upanishads, they did austerities to become gopis. And therefore, other Upanishads, other persons became the Upanishads because they left their posts to do austerities to be gopis. So these are very, very advanced souls. Those who are beyond ordinary conditioned souls, they can do a radhana to be a gopi like Lalita and Vishakha and dance with Krishna as a Sambho Gatnika, Kamatnika gopis. But as Sripad Ashram Maharaj was saying, the highest attainment, the pinnacle of attainment for any jiva who has come to this world and is a conditioned soul, he cannot do the sadhana to become a Sambho Gatnika gopi to enjoy directly with Krishna. What kind of sadhana will he do? If he's doing sadhana, then I am dancing and embracing Krishna. What will happen? Having still identified with this body, he'll fall down and become lusty. So there's no question of a conditioned soul doing such sadhana. Rather, the highest attainment for a jiva is that he can become Tat Tat Bhava Ichchatmika. He can become a follower of the maid servants of Srimati Radhika, headed by Sri Rupa Manjari and Sri Rati Manjari, where they are absorbed in the Bhava of Srimati Radhika. Just like sometimes, we never go to movies, but sometimes when we're sitting on an airplane, the eye wants to go up for a moment, or you're walking to the kitchen to throw away your plate, by your cup, and for 1 second you see a movie. In a moment, you're identifying that heroine. I identify with that heroine. This is my enemy. These are my friends. These are my parents. Isn't it true? We have a vicarious experience with the members of the movie. This is a perverted reflection of the actual Swarup of the Jiva, who has a vicarious relationship with Krishna through Srimati Radhika. If Radhika is very happy because Krishna is under her control, then her maidservants are happy. If Radharani is searching everywhere for Krishna, then her maidservants feel, my life is useless, I'm defeated, and they become completely miserable. They, on one hand, when we get Diksha mantras, we hear our relationship. You should think that Krishna is your beloved. But how? Vicariously through Radhika. He never wants to enjoy in his perfected form as a maidservant of Radhika. He never wants to enjoy independently with Krishna. He only wants to arrange for the enjoyment of Radhika and Krishna and whatever experience Srimati Radhika has with her mind, her heart, and her body. Her maidservants share in that. So, this is the highest attainment. If Radharani is searching Krishna, she becomes very unhappy. But if Krishna is searching Radhika, then she becomes so happy that now my life is successful. There's so much love for Srimati Radhika, then there's the identification that whatever happiness Radhika experiences, that maidservant experiences also. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. And as Krishna himself came, but very hidden, very confidential, to give that Manjari Bhav to the Jiva, to the conditioned soul, but he couldn't do that as Krishna. So he came again as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 500 years ago, and still he couldn't quite give it. I was asking Srila Gurudev just before class that 1 year you said that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave more in Navadvip than he did in Puri. And but there's a good answer. Oh, it's short. And in another year you said he gave more in Puri. So which one is true? So he said he tasted more in Navadvip, and he only gave general praying in Puri and other places in South India. So I said, but where did he give more? So Gurudev said, just chant and remember. I can't tell you everything, you won't understand. Chant and remember. So I started chanting. And then I remembered that in so many of Gurudev's classes, he said that even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu couldn't give this Manjari Bhav because he was so absorbed in his ecstasies as Radharani that he was fainting and rolling. So where did he get a chance to give? So how did he give it? He gave it through Rupa Goswami. Just as Krishna went and got the gopis by playing his flute, Rupa Goswami is like the flute of Krishna. And he gave even what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could not give. So by the mercy of Rupa Goswami and his line of disciplic succession and his last arm of disciplic succession, Srila Gurudev, teaching us who Krishna is, how he's the Supreme Bhagavan, how all other incarnations are simply his plenary portions or parts of plenary portions, why Krishna came, what he wanted to give, how he actually gave it as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through Rupa Goswami and his disciplic succession, and without Gurudev's mercy, we'd have no entrance into this field. Gaur Premanandi.
Arti Kara. Narada of the staff. Nalkuvar Madhigri. Aro.
Jnananjana-salakaya-yaksur-militam-yena tasmai sudurave namaha vancha kalpakaru phashta divasindu bhayevacha patitanam pavanebho vaishnavebho namo namaha hare krishna 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 hare 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 rama 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 hare hare first of all I pay my humble obeisances to the lotus feet of my guru Pad Padma and after that I pay obeisances to the lotus feet of Vaishnavas and welcome you all who gave me chance to speak some Hari Katha. The Gurudev ordered me, what is the incarnation cause of Supreme Personality Godhead Krishna? Though you have heard from Sri Pada Ashram Maharaj and Sri Samdani Didi, yet I shall try at my level best to touch some points. In ancient India, there is one couple named Krishni and Sutapa. They were being severe austerity of Bhagavan. And Bhagavan became very pleased and gave them darshan and asked for benediction. They told, we want that you will be our son. And Bhagavan told, yes, it will be granted. We have seen in scriptures, natasya kaljam karanancha vidyate natak samasya vadikasya vrishyate parasya saktiri vividhaiva sriyate sabhaviki jnana vala kriyacha natasya kaljam karanancha vidyate. In this world, everything depends on cause and action theory. But Supreme Person Godhead beyond this cause and action theory. And no one is equal to him, what to say about superior to him. So Bhagavan thought, I gave them benediction, so must I have to come, I have to incarnate in this world as their son. So Bhagavan incarnate in this, Krishna incarnate in this world as their son. In Krishna and Sutapa, they became Devaki and Vasudev. Now, incarnate come in our mind that Devaki and Vasudev, that eternal parents of Dharatadhis Krishna, how one sadhan jeev, doing sadhan, they became their parents, Krishna's parents. How we can reconcile this point? Yes, we can reconcile under guidance of Gurudev that Krishna and Sutapa, they are sadhan jeev, is true. So, after their perfection, they enter the body of Devaki, Vasudev and Devaki, and they fulfill their desire by Krishna, that Krishna will come in their son. When Krishna complete his pastime in this world, after that, they went to Dwarka and Mathura, and being their neighbors of Devaki and Vasudev, and live there. This is one cause. Prakash. Another reason, Drona and Dhara, they also did see the austerity of Brahma. And Brahma became pleased and asked for benediction. Then they told, we want to enjoy parental mood for Krishna, of Krishna. That means we want to nourish Krishna like our own son. Brahma said, yes, it will be. Then Drona and Dhara became Nanda Baba and Jasovati Maya. So now, same question may arise. Krishna's, Vrajananda and Samsundar Krishna's eternal parents are Nanda Baba and Jasoda Maya. How Sadhavjit became his parents? Same way, after their perfection, they emerged in the body of Nanda and Jasoda. Later on, in Aprakat Prakash, they became neighbors of Nanda and Jasoda in Aprakat Golok Vrindavan. So, fulfill their desire, they want to enjoy parental mood. To fulfill their desire, Krishna incarnate in this world. Because in Golok Vrindavan, not possible to give them chance to test this parental mood. So Krishna incarnated in this world. Another point, the pastime of Lord Ramchandra. Lord Ramchandra ordered so many ways to Lakshman, do this, do that, and Lakshman is very happy. But, and the last time of Lord Ramchandra, Lord Ramchandra ordered Lakshman, oh Lakshman, I want to send Sita Devi in exile. You have to take her and don't tell us before. In the last one you tell that my brother has rejected you forever. So Lakshman could not tolerate this. His heart is breaking, but could not reply to Lord Ramchandra. Then he promised by himself in his mind, oh, if I will come in this world again, then I should not come in form of younger brother. I will be elder brother. Then I can serve according to my own desire and I can order him. He bound to obey my order. I should not carry out this heartbroken order of him. So Lakshman became Baladev Prabhu and Lord Ramchandra incarnated as form of Bhagavan, Supreme Person Godhead, Vrajananandan, Samsundar. So Lakshman promised, so keeping his promise, Bhagavan Krishna incarnated in this world. Another reason, the personification, the predominating deity of wealth is Kuber. He had very, very beautiful two sons, Nalkubar and Monikri. They are very learned, very handsome, and very qualified, very learned. So for them, Srimad Bhagavatam has told, Janmai Sarja Sruta Sri Vyeda Mana Madak Kuman Naivar Hatta Vidhatum Vaita Makinchana Gocharam. Who had taken birth in aristocratic family, very wealthy family, and who has too much wealth, and who is too much learned, and who is very handsome. For them, it's very hard to do bhajan. Why? If someone comes in very aristocratic family, and in very wealthy family, and very handsome, and very learned, they can easily capture and false ego can attack them. Oh, who will be more beautiful than me? Who will be more learned than me? Who will be more wealthy than me? Who can come more than me in aristocratic family? That they can capture. It's very hard for them to do bhajan. And Kuber was predominating deity of wealth. So they have too much wealth, so they lead to bad association. They are too much drinking, this and that, and illicit sex with other girls like this and that. So one day, they are playing with heavenly angels in a pond, being completely naked. In the meantime, Naradrishi was passing through that area. Seeing Naradrishi, the angels' girls, they came out from the water and dressed them with their garments and did pranam to Naradrishi from the behind of a tree. But Nalkubar and Monigri, the two sons of Kuber, they became very angry. Oh, why this heavenly person came at this moment? Yes, no other way to go? And they're abusing Naradrishi and abusing the heavenly angels. Why you went away? Come, no need to care for this mendicant. Why you so early? Naradrishi told, oh, you don't know who am I? And you are ignoring me also. Okay, you are like an inner, so you must be a tree. Then they feel, when Naradrishi told, they're feeling their senses is going on. They're going to transfer into inner. Then they became very worried. Oh my God, this is not an ordinary person. Then they ask for forgiveness. Naradrishi told, yes, which I told it will be. It never became false. But you will be tree in Gokul Mahabal, in the courtyard of Nanda Baba. So Vrajananandan Samsundar will come in this world and they will deliver both of you from these three species. So Sattvidhatum Niyamitta Bhasitam. Bhagavan always make his devotees over true. So Narada Rishi told, Krishna will come and deliver both of you. So Krishna thought, oh my God, my very near and dear devotee Narada told them I have to come and deliver them. So I have to incarnate in this world. So Krishna incarnate in this world. This is one cause also. Another cause, one internal cause, Anugrahaya Bhaktanam Manusam Devasita Bhajate Tadrisi Kruraja Sutva Tatparo Bhavet. Anugrahaya Bhaktanam. Krishna is causeless merciful. So you want to bestow his mercy. So if you will go to Vrindavan, then ordinary living beings, they could not get his mercy. So Krishna thought, I had to bestow my mercy to my devotees. Anugraha manusam deha mercy, so I must incarnate in form of human beings. And I shall do so many pastimes. So here in these pastimes, into this speech, in preceptor lines, this is in Shisha Parampara, this is in succession. But Prabhupada Sivadatta could explain preceptor's line or spiritual hierarchy. So, in Guru Parampara, they will hear all these pastimes and they deliver from this world. When Krishna incarnated in this world, the devotees who was in Shraddha seeing Krishna by the causeless mercy of Jagmaya, very soon they develop some stages. They attained bhav. Who had bhav? They attained prema. Who is prema but no vastu siddhi and no association with nitya siddha? They get vastu siddhi and an association of nitya siddha. By this way, Krishna helped them quite a lot. So Krishna incarnated in this world for his devotees to help and increase their mood. Bhajata tadrisi kridva, which pastimes I will perform, they will listen and they will associate with Vaishnavas, then they will tatparo, means they will absorb in bhajan and they can attain my Golok Vrindavan very easily. Because Krishna has two qualities. One is bhakta vatsalya. So though Krishna is equal to all, samaham sarva bhuteshu, though he is equal to all, but he is partial towards his devotee. So seeing this is most qualities, he incarnated this world to bestow his mercies to devotees, and devotee can attain gradually and very quickly fame and enter his pastime. So for this reason, Krishna incarnated this world. Hare Krishna. Pancha Parvata Rupasta Vipasindhu Maya Vacha Pantanam Pavanatho Vishnu Devono.
अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनसमाद्य चक्षुर्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमः नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिषे नमः गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदाय कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तद्भक्ताय You have heard from here and there from so many Vaishnavas that you are part and parcel of Supreme Lord. Anyhow, we have forgotten that. We have forgotten that we are eternal servant of Krishna. And now you are engaged in thinking that we are eternal servant of my wife, my father, my mother, my servant, my sons. In this way. We don't remember Supreme Lord, that He is our eternal Master. But we think that, oh, we are this body. We don't think that soul is anything else, and so there is a super soul. Oh, this is false. Krishna, Supreme Lord, becomes very, very false. Because He has so much love and affection for us. Attachment. So, follow from Guru Vrindavan, He descends to this world. Not only like Krishna, in so many forms He comes. Sometimes He comes Himself and sometimes He sends His associates like Acharya. Why? Only to liberate them and to engage again in His service. This is His nature, transcendental nature. But we don't realize this. We cannot think that, oh, Krishna will come for us, weep for us, search us. But really, this is it. And Srimad Bhagavata has totally told all this. Other Puran, Shastra, Gita, Raman, they can tell that, oh, we should do bhajan of Lord. But we have no power to do it. So Krishna descends from there to give energy, to inspire them. And He searches. He searches everywhere. And He helps. This is the natural
tendency.
But we don't care. We want to be hawks on pigs, always engaged in sense gratification. I called all the devotees from everywhere, Malaysia. But they have no time at all to come because they are happy in their hog pig's life. Very, very happy. But I am worried. So I am coming and
searching.
And I want to help, but they don't want to take help. If coming, hearing something from outwardly, not to fall. Will we follow us, not you? Some partly I will. We will come. When we will have time, we can come. Otherwise, we will not come. You can come from India here and there, but being in Malaysia, we will not come. We will not hear. Very little. Because they have jobs, we'll have to make money, and by that money we will be helped. By hearing, they don't believe that by hearing Hari Katha, we will be happy forever. Promise them. No belief at all. What belief? We'll make money and then we will be happy. A very beautiful any girl we will marry and then we will be happy. Or so many big qualified sons and daughters will then have. More problems increase. So, Krishna descends for this. He is so causeless, merciful. When Krishna descended to this world with his associates, with Gop, Gopis and others, and finished his sweet pastimes, and entered again in Golok Vrindavan. After that, now it is 5,125 years perhaps, or like this. Now, so after some time, when Krishna entered in his pastime, finished his past, after 130 years, so Kali Yuga was now very prominent and wants to be more prominent. And that time, all the rishis of India, whole India, India was at that time very bigger, not like this, this small. From Caspian Sea, Mongolia, here the Burma, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Lanka, and all
Malaysia,
Indonesia,
Malaysia,
all were India. Arjabrata, Jambudvipa, at that time. Very big. You are also, your forefathers from India, you know. And also those who are in, were inhabitants of these original tribes. Also, it was, they were all in India, bigger India. So, all the rishis were then 88,000 of rishis and mahas, more than that. And they were discussing, Kali Yuga is coming very soon. Life will be very short. It may be 50, 60, 70, or not maximum like 100, not more than that. And they will have so many businesses. Oh, at that time, even saints who will be sadhu, Vaishnava, those who will speak more, not fall me. Oh, you should chant so much, but he never chants. He will never follow, he never follows any rules and regulation of Vaishnava. But so much big Kantimala and 5 kilos of this will be. But he will not chant. He will decorate his house with so many pictures, but he cannot decorate his house. The ladies will not be chaste to their husbands. They will be what?
Unchaste.
And they will very soon, or they will divorce. They will be decorated only by their hairs. Not beautiful. They will, they are not beautiful, so they may paint their
lips.
For so many things. And males, all this telling lie. Sleeping, too much eating.
Cheating.
Sleeping.
Cheating too much.
Cheating. They will be duplicitor.
Liar.
And they will also change their wives daily 2, 3, 4, no home. All the holy places will be ruined by home.
Irreligious.
Demonic person.
Irreligious person.
They will not follow anything. And the holy places will be ruined. The birthplaces of Don't be engaged in always here and there. Try to hear. Oh, you should sit here. I will not allow to go anywhere. For 2 hours, all will be, and hear and practice bhakti mode. Only doing archan will not save you. Thakurji will not speak to you. You do daily archan. But he will not talk. Will not give anything. So, just better you should do before all these things, and at the time of Harikatha, you should all patiently hear them. This will give you very much help. So, they were thinking, oh, this Mahakali Yuga is coming. It will disturb all. If anyone has desire to serve Krishna, to meditate, Kalji will disturb. He will disturb. He will make so many problems that he will be bound to give up chanting, remembering, or other things. He will change our moods. Then what to do? Have a discussion. They asked Sutta Goswami, knowing of all Veda, Shastra, Upanishad, Bhagavad Gita, scriptures, expert in this. And Rishis were also more than him, they were expert in all these things. But even they were asking, Sutta Goswami, you are very learned. And you are disciple of Srila Vyas Dev. You know so many things. Also, you have heard Srila Sukadeva Goswami. Really, you are the disciple of Srila Sukadeva Goswami. Also, you have heard Vyas Dev practically from then. So, you know all these things. We are not so much fortunate to hear so much from them. So please tell me how Atma, soul can be had, eternal. This was his word. Question. Punsam ekantata sreya tatra sansutam varsit. We want to know how human persons, not only human persons, but even creepers, trees, animals, birds, all should be there. We don't know all these things, how to be there. We know how, and we are expert in being to suffer, to make problems, very soon to die. All we are expert to make others suffer. In this we are expert. In quarreling, especially in Kali Yuga, quarreling without no reason. No reason, but they will quarrel. This is our habit now, nature. So they are asking, how to be happy? How our Atma, soul will be happy? Prayena alpa ayushah sabya kalasmin yuge jana manda asumanda mateo manda bhagya hi prayena alpa ayushah. Very short life, very short life. You know, in Satyayuga there were so many, their age was 1 million years. More than that. They control their senses. Not lusty and loud sinners, making sinners like now. So they control it. And in Treta, became more half of all. And Dwapar 100 years. In Kalji, no
certainty.
Anyone can't die in Om. Mother song, anyone can't die. Oh, coming out of home,
Some after 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, like this. No shortage. Very few. 100 years. But what doing? Oh, manda. Always susta.
Lazy. Idle.
If they are in job, government or company will help. Like horses.
Control, force them.
Then they will do anything. Otherwise not. Understand what I am telling?
They go to work, then they will do something because of fear.
Because of the fear.
That they get company. Money.
But in government service, nothing fear.
Nothing.
Because anyone cannot do anything. Government is bound to pay. So I did. In India, very easy. If you are government service, oh, you can go to office, not to office. You can draw your pay. So, manda, sumanda matayo. Intelligence is very bad. Remembering very bad. So now we have computer for remembering. What is your name? Udhamant Bhakti Vedant Urdhamantri Maharaj. Oh, what he told? And then you wrote U. And what more, Prabhu? Urdhva. Urdhva? What is Urdhva? And then what more? Manthi. Urdhamantri. Oh, I cannot remember, so I should write it. So they will write and they will make it in computer. House number here, there, everything in computer. And if computer is broken, what becomes?
Big problem.
So, Sumanda Matari. Manda Bhagya. Suffering from so many diseases, so many problems. Daughters are making so many problems. Or sons are also making more problems. Quarrying themselves for nothing, for one falling. Making so many problems everywhere without any reason. We are making something, Harikatha. And they never may go to police and
report.
Complain that they are making so much halla-gulla.
So many noise.
No money. Twice and we cannot sleep. And police will come and why you are doing so nonsense? Oh, this is nonsense. And always, oh, I think that in this
assembly,
oh, there will be none that who will have no disease. I know. It may be that any doctor will be here and he will be patient.
He will be sick.
It may be that he is only of 40 but his whole hairs are dry and he seems to be an old person. So for doctor this and for to others person. So manda bhagya hu upadruta. There are so many problems in life. Problems and oh, there is. Oh, so much to do, always do. What do? Like dogs. Very busy. Oh, Mr. Dog, where you are going? I have no time to
reply.
Answer. Very quickly running, and they will go to any tree or any mile post or anything.
Pass water.
And pass water. And then quickly.
Running back.
Where you are going? Oh, I have no time. So we have like this. No time. They have so much things to do, all these things. But there are no time to chant even one round Krishna in morning. because I will have to go and in for to my job. How can I join? I can. And when he will return? He will return in 8 or 9 in North. And then so many jobs here, what? To speak with wives, children, to take children and to kiss them and to satisfy them and then to make cooking and then taking. And also now he has not slept in day or sleep. He will sleep. When he will chant? No time for hearing Harikatha, chanting Krishna, remembering and meditating. Even no time to make tilak also. Oh, Maharaj will come and if he will see empty
forehead,
then he may rebuke. So, today at least we should do. And when he will go, no need of taking this. And also, you don't keep all this. When Maharaj will come, you should keep it very safely when Maharaj will come then. Otherwise not. So, Atra Sadho, you know all this. Oh, you should think, what is better for us? That our Atma will be, soul will be happy. Bruhi na Shaddhadana. We are very Shaddhalu. Shaddhalu
means? Faithful.
Oh, we are very faithful to Krishna, to Bhakti. And we want to know about soul. So please, tell us. We are not Nirvisheshvadi, Bauddha or anything. So, you must tell us how our soul will be eternal. This was question. Who made question? You remember? Who? You. What name?
Achyutananda.
Achyutananda. Who made this question?
Who has asked this question?
He cannot. It means he has not heard. Can you tell? You? Yes. Put on. Who asked question? Oh. Then I am... What doing?
Wasting my time.
That even I so elaborately told you that so many rishis and maharishis were collected, assembled, and they asked from Sudhosa. But you don't want to hear. Because if you will hear, then all your duplicity,
cheating,
criticizing here and that, this will go. So you want to keep it here. It means you don't want to hear. And that is why anything, unwanting things, unearths are not going. Only by this. I have come to remember you, to remind you. That you should follow me and be happy. But you have a vow. You have promised that we will come. And we will be in your classes, but we will not hear here. Oh, it will dash here and return. But try to listen. Brother?
Bala.
Bala has expended so much money to bring me here with our associates. And he also expending so much money for devotees here. But if you are not listening, hearing all these following, then what is the need to come here? After going me, you will quit. Without any reason, Kali will entering you. So how can I help? Please, for 6 days, you should give your heart to me. Then I may come, may do it small, and I will give it to in the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda, Radha and Krishna. Otherwise I cannot. But I know if any one person is hearing me, my class is successful. Even one person. So I know that all will not hear. And they will quarrel. But my request that you should give your ears and let you should hear and try to follow it. You must be grateful. Your life will be happy. Try to give up all unwanted anarths, all kinds. Don't criticize anyone. Oh, you should criticize yourself, your mind and heart. How bad I am. Only this. Don't criticize any Vaishnava. And be together hearing Harikatha. Also Nagar Sankirtan. Nagar Sankirtan?
Harinam.
Harinam? Nagar Sankirtan. If you are not pure yourself, then how you can preach the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda? So he asked that question. Hearing these questions, Sudha Goswami became very happy, very happy. Because it was asked in a very
humble way.
Humble way. Don't challenge any Vaishnava. Guru, ask any question. If I am qualified for this, let me hear. You should speak. If I am not qualified, then you should know. And you should tell or not or tell, it depends on you. So hearing Sri, he became very happy. Why? Why he became happy? For he remembered whole pastimes of Krishna. Three pastimes of Krishna. Oh. And all the things which were related to Krishna pastime. He remembered. He remembered the dialogue between Vyasadeva and Sanat Kumar and Narada Rishi. He heard, he remembered how Sukadeva Goswami, though he was personalist, Nirvisheshvadi. He was totally observing that. He had no time. Naked, totally naked. And he used to stay anywhere only for a moment. In the time a cow can be milked, only that time. But how Sukadeva Goswami cleverly and trickly took him and get this Bhagavatam. And all this, the pastimes which has been told in Srimad Bhagavatam. And he became happy. So anyone can be happy only by remembering the sweet pastimes of Krishna. Otherwise he cannot be happy. It is guaranteed. It is guaranteed. All the effects have been. All the alive persons have told. If you are wealthy, healthy, a good family, good position, but no bhajan, you are like zero, cipher. And if you have nothing, you are beggar, street beggar. But always remembering Harikatha and chanting, oh, you will be so happy. Like not like Shankar, you know, Shankar. Where he lives? In the snow, in the head of the snow. In midst of the snow. He had no clothes, totally naked. Nothing. Nothing to eat in that area. Nothing. What it takes? Ornaments of snakes. Everywhere.
And here Mundamala.
Garland of skull.
Garlands of
skulls.
Skulls. And in hand, three trident. And his palki.
Palanquin.
No.
His carrier.
Chariot or car? Who? A bull. Very big. Ferocious. Odisha. But he can give you everything. He has no abode, no house, no bhajan kuti, nothing. Open the sky in Kailash. But cloud cannot
touch him.
Cold air or hot air, they cannot touch him. He has no hunger or
thirst.
Nothing from this world can touch him. By sadhan, bhajan, you can be that. More than him, you can be. But you will have to do sadhan and bhajan. That is why we have called him. And to hear and to be like this. He became very happy. And he began to tell something. Then Sukh Goswami became very happy. And he began to first, doing bandana, pranam to his guru. Who was his gurudev? Sukadeva Goswami. Yam praprajantam manvetam apetakritam vaibhanyanu virahakatar ajuhavo treti tanmayate atarvo bhinedu tam sarvabhutridam. Yam Jaswana Bhavam Akhila Sutisarami Adhatma Deepam Matita Sarsitam Tamundam Sansarina Karmaya Purana Guhyam Tan Vyasasum Utayami. He did. What is this meaning? What is purport of this? Oh, I will tell you tomorrow class. Because for me, it is very difficult. We speak after 7, but now it is 8. Today, I am sitting here to speak something, but from tomorrow, I will have to finish my class just 7:30. I am requesting you all to come more
earlier.
If you are coming, just at about 6 or 6:30 even. From 6:30 to 7:30 I may speak something. Otherwise I can. It may be better that at that time Shyam Rani, Ashram Maharaj, Radhanath, Brajanath Prabhu, or Nam Bhajan,
Krishna Bhajan Prabhu,
Krishna Bhajan Prabhu, Kundarik Prabhu, they will give classes. And I think it will be better to hear them because my classes may be some high. You can or you cannot understand. But their classes you easily can understand. But come daily, bring in your friends and relatives daily. This will make you happy, sure. Go, Pramad. After this, Kirtan, Arati, and then short distribution too. But from today, tomorrow, you must have. And if you have time, those who are not going to their jobs in morning, about 7 they can come here.
But tomorrow you're going to visit your mother.
Oh, I am going, but Arani Maharaj, Ashram Maharaj, Radhanath, all are here. I may go alone with Madhav Maharaj. And I will return very soon. So morning I cannot give class. I have so many things to do. But in evening, I must be there. So if you have time, and you can make time, then 7 to 8, you can make time for class
for if they have time. And I think that some of them may come. So you should hear katha from them. Then go and again come in evening. In Sunday,
Saturday
and Sunday, it may be official leave. So many may come in morning also, in other times. Go Anande. Kirtan.
Thus ends the class on the 6th of March 2002 in the evening in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. Hare Krishna.